Zondervan presents Harriet Beamer Takes the Bus, Book 1 in the Harriet Beamer series by Joyce Magnan, read by Laurel Merlington. For Rebecca, Fellow Traveler. Chapter 1. Harriet Beamer never lost a bet in her life, not that she did much gambling, and she never bet more than a few dollars, but still, she could honestly say she'd never lost a bet. Not until her daughter-in-law Prudence enticed her to wager not just a few dollars, but her entire house. Harriet lost what she later learned was a sucker's bet. Not wanting to be known for the rest of her life as a welcher, she did the only thing a woman in her station in life could do. She honored the bet. In accordance with the conditions of the wager, she sold her house and agreed to move to Grass Valley, California, even though she had been mostly happy living with Humphrey, her basset hound, in suburban Philadelphia. Here's what happened. Christmas came around, as it did every year, with just the right amount of fanfare. Harriet loved Advent, going to church and watching the children recite verses and light candles in preparation for Jesus' birth. She enjoyed shopping for gifts, attending the Sunday school Christmas pageant, and baking cookies. She had become famous for her butter spritz cookies, which she lovingly decorated with green and red sugar and candied cherries. Nearly every home in the neighborhood and every family at the Willow Street Church received a tin filled to the brim with her one-of-a-kind fudge and a generous sampling of the buttery cookie delights. Last year, she counted the number of cookies she had baked, sprinkled, and given away. The grand total was 1,032. She did the math and calculated that if she placed them end to end, she had baked 129 feet of butter spritz cookies.